It's time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
And this is not Jack Stogler. He is off tonight. But he was here with us for, I think, all or at least most of our political candidates the last 4, 5, 6 weeks. So that was good. He's very, very good at dealing with our guests. But he's not here tonight. But we are here tonight with Adriana Stein. And if you don't know exactly the name, she is the new owner of, it's Wayne IGA now.
Right.
Is that right,
you're
Adriana?
Right. Yep.
Awesome. So, I got the wrong one on here. Sorry. Now I think we can hear you.
Okay.
Okay. I think I found you. So, tell us about yourself.
I graduated from Jay County High School. I went to Ball State for business. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of right up my alley, I guess.
I like it.
My parents are Krista and Brad Stein. My dad is actually from Fort Recovery. So yeah. If you see him in the store, he's probably talking to everyone. He's kind of like the door greeter right now.
He lives over in Jay County?
He does now, but mm-hmm. he grew up over here.
Yes, he sure did. I remember him. And if I believe was talking with you earlier, if anybody remembers Dave Stein, approximately my age, a year or two older, worked at Dale Toby's gas station, drove, was it a propane truck?
Yes.
I think, for whatever was there before AmeriGas. Everybody knew Dave. He's awesome.
Yes.
He's one of my favorite people ever. So, but anyway, so everybody said, what Stein is that? I said, well, I don't know, but I will find out on Wednesday night.
Yep.
So, are you married, kids, anything like that?
No, just
nope,
me.
Just you. So, you don't have somebody, built in to help you out then?
No, but my parents have definitely been there every day.
That's good. That's a very good thing. So, and about how old are you?
20 years old.
20?
Yep.
Wow. That's a huge responsibility. But if you've had some, you know, some business classes, you know that it doesn't just pop up and happen.
Right.
So, it's just, you know, you know there's more to it than just going in and putting cans on the shelf.
Exactly. Yes, it is.
'Cause, and the things that everybody sees, everybody thinks that might not be too tough. And then all the stuff behind the scenes, figuring out the bills and how to, you know, all of that stuff that you're getting a dollar a can for, you have to pay for somewhere before it gets on the shelf.
Right.
And you got to figure out where that money's coming from, and you have to pay your employees and the electric bill and on and on and on. So a lot of people get into a business and don't realize any of that. But if you've had some classes, and of course you've been around there long enough.
Right.
How long have you been working there?
Right over 5 years.
Wow. So you started when you're 16-ish, 15?
Yep, 15.
Wow. So did you just walk over from Portland?
No, my mom was driving me at the
beginning. Okay. So, anything else you want to tell us about Adriana Stein?
There's probably more about me. I think that covers it right now.
Okay. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and get into the real stuff about Wayne Street Market and maybe why you did it and how you're going to do it and anything you're keeping exactly the same, anything you're changing a whole bunch, a little bit. Anything that you want to tell us about, that's what we want to deal with. And then toward the end of the show, we'll talk with Randy Bonvillain with You Can Do This Day in Pop Culture History. All righty. We'll be back right after this with Adriana Stein, Wayne IGA. Almost took me forever to get Wayne Street Market. Now it's back to Wayne IGA. That won't take me long. We'll be back in just a minute.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It has been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
The Fort Recovery Merchants Christmas Open House is coming up Thursday through Sunday, November 10th through 13th. And in addition to all the great deals in all the stores, here are some of the other great things going on. At the library, they're having a week-long book fair during their regular library hours. And on Sunday from 1 to 2:30, they'll be doing take-home crafts for the kids. And even more events on Sunday, from 11:30 to 4, there will be a live nativity next to Brockman Furniture. The show choir will be caroling on the streets from 1 to 2. The carriage rides will be running from 11 to 4. And there will be a pioneer demonstration in the log house in Krenning Park from 11:30 to 4. And our museum will be open from 11 to 4. Thursday at 7:15 will be the lighting of the Christmas tree in Krenning Park, and our Girl Scouts will have hot chocolate and coffee available there all evening, and there will be a bake sale too. Santa will be visiting with the boys and girls in his house at the former Mays TV building on Thursday from 5 to 7 and on Sunday from noon to 4. And be sure to sign up at all the merchants to win a $1,000 Merchants Association shopping spree. It'll be a great time each day, Thursday through Sunday, for the Christmas open house with lots of surprises and great prices all over town. Don't miss it.
On Sunday, November 13th, during the Fort Recovery Merchants Open House, the Fort Recovery Museum with the Fort Recovery Historical Society will be hosting a special after-season exhibit of historical items in our collection. Some of these items have never been on display before. Part of the exhibit will include a newly acquired extensive collection of Sanborn insurance maps, which chronicle in detail the growth of Fort Recovery. Years the maps were produced include 1898, 1907, 1914, and 1946. These maps have to be seen to truly appreciate the detailed firsthand information they provide. Other items on display include two rare documents from the 1790s. Another collection that has really sparked my interest is a recent donation from the family of a Fort Recovery native, Levina Boniface Hoffner. Levina was a World War I nurse and veteran. She served in France from 1918 to 1920. The family donated her war chest, including her personal effects from her time in service. According to a family member, she may have been the first female member of the Fort Recovery American Legion. John Ranley will also be on hand to display his collection of items from the Ranley family. Come check out our exhibit on Sunday, November 13th from 11 to 4 at the museum during the Merchants Open House. We look forward to seeing you.
Welcome back to Insight. We're with Adriana Stein of Wayne IGA now. And we're glad to have you here, and we're really glad to have you in town. So you say you've worked at the store for...
Right over 5 years.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of jobs have you done? Which ones do you like? Do you like all of them? You know how to do everything? So if somebody doesn't show up, you can cover about anything? And
yeah, now I can do about everything. I started as carry out when I was... 15. Then I went to deli, and I really like deli. And eventually I became the meat cutter, which I really enjoy. I'm still the meat cutter. But, I guess my favorite would probably be cutting meat.
Well, that's kind of important.
Yeah.
I know Dave had a lot of restaurants and so forth that he sold to. Are you going to keep doing that? Is that more than you can handle? Or
we're still doing that. We are going to cut back. I would rather focus more on the store right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep, that's a good way to do it.
Right.
And so, let's say, for the deli, what actually did you do when you were doing the deli? Did you do the kitchen with cooking the food, or doing the slicing when people come up to get things, or all of that, or back and forth? Or
yep, back and forth. Yeah, yes. I pretty much did it all.
Well, that's good. So what, as far as let's say the selection of what's in there, obviously Virginia ham and 45 kinds of cheeses and salami and bologna and that kind of thing. Are there certain things, certain items that you are definitely keeping, definitely getting rid of because they're not selling very much, or trying to do something new, or even maybe even what were some of your favorite things to deal with?
We are definitely keeping the Virginia ham, the Colby Jack. Those are everyone's favorites. And as soon as we can get the Cooper's Honey Smoke back, which is, I know a lot of people are missing that right now, we are going to get that back as soon as possible.
From what I understand, nobody has it.
Right. Yep, they're saying the first of the year, so we're going to hold them to it.
Okay.
But, I plan on keeping all that. Hopefully we can try some new stuff. I know that people get sick of the stuff they eat every week, so we're going to try some new products and see if people like it, and we'll see what goes.
Yeah, I think there's some pastrami in the meat counter, or is it corned beef?
There should be both.
Yep. Oh, okay. I knew I got some pastrami, I believe it was, a couple of weeks ago, and very good. And but those are things that I'm sure don't sell anywhere near as well as the rest of the stuff, because for one thing, a lot of people around here aren't familiar with it. Another thing, it's a lot more expensive.
Right, yes.
So, as far as slicing the meat for, you know, for people to take home and make sandwiches and so forth with, is there certain meats or certain cheeses that are harder to deal with, or is it all kind of, like, sometimes is soft cheese harder to,
yes,
to cut on the slicer?
It's pretty sticky, yes.
Yeah, because I know I have trouble cutting with a knife, so I've assumed that the slicer will be better than the knife, but not as good as a harder cheese, but doesn't mean you don't want to use those cheeses.
Right.
So is there some that are just...
most of the flavored cheeses and like the spicy cheeses, they really stick to the slicer, and they're a lot messier, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, if you want to cause a mess, come in and order a pound of that.
Sure, go ahead.
And then as soon as she cleans it up, cleans up the slicer, go back and get another half a pound. You're going to be there all day anyway.
Yeah,
so,
might as well.
So we see when somebody comes up and orders something there at the deli counter and you're slicing some stuff. We see that part, but what else is there that goes on there that we're not really seeing? Like, of course, there's the divider, and I think that's probably a state law that there's some kind of barrier between. But is it just back there slicing the steaks and that type of thing, or do you grind your own hamburger, or what all is, what all goes on?
Yeah, behind there, yeah.
Give us about a 20-minute explanation on what goes on behind what we can't.
I don't think anyone wants to hear that.
I don't think we're supposed to see that.
Right, we slice our own steaks, grind our own beef. Everything out there is, other than, of course, the winter's meats, which we're definitely keeping, but everything else, we package and cut ourselves.
So the winter's meats, do you sell a lot of that?
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's really good meat.
Yeah, yes, it is. And, of course, theirs is all, they butcher it themselves, which is, there's a few places around here that still do that, but then they don't do a huge amount of retail. They do all the butchering and so forth as people bring their beefs in and do half a beef and all that kind of thing. I don't know if this is something you want to even answer or know the answer to, but how many pounds of hamburger do you go through, or how many pounds of steak, or how many pounds of meat do you go through in, say, a week, or what, however often you order?
Wow, ground beef. Oh my gosh.
Hundreds of pounds?
Oh yes, oh for sure. Yeah, we sell a lot to restaurants too, though.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean...
Well, when you have good freshly ground,
yeah.
I mean, you know...
Yeah, definitely over 1,000. We sell just probably 1,000 just in the case alone, not including the restaurants.
Wow, 1,000 pounds.
Yeah, we go through a lot of ground chuck.
Wow. And do you do it just in the packages and the grab-and-go part, or can people come up and, I know back in the old days, you used to have a tub there, and if you'd reach in and grab however much they wanted. Do you do that anymore? I haven't really paid any attention.
Yeah, people can still special order. I know some people like bigger packs, smaller mm-hmm. packs, and however mm-hmm. they want it. Yeah, we can do that.
Yep. Okay. So I keep seeing the ones out there in the grab and go, and that's what I get. So that suits me just fine. I find one that's around 2.5 pounds, and I go there. If it's a little more or a little less, it didn't matter to me. So, but because that's about where I try to do stuff. But so steaks, how many different kinds of steak cuts, or what's the most popular, or what do you do a lot of, or as far as, let's just figure retail without doing restaurants, mm-hmm. if you have a way to kind of keep that separate in your head.
Right. Yeah, we definitely sell more ribeyes. We sell a lot mm-hmm. of New York strip too, but mm-hmm. our T-bones are also pretty good, and right now we have flank steaks, sirloins. We're expanding our steak selection.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, so I remember back in the midst, I think it was 2 years ago, in the midst of the gigantic COVID mess, that for 2 weeks you could buy T-bone steaks cheaper than you could ground beef. That doesn't make any sense, but nothing made sense back then, you know. So, but the prices on the steaks, are they still staying pretty low, because you guys have been traditionally lower than anybody anywhere. Yes. Every once in a while, somebody run a special and might be a little bit less on a certain cut, but
yep, it's still really low. Yes,
but you're able to make some enough money to pay the bills,
right?
Well,
yeah,
that's good, because we don't want you in there working, from what I can tell, 16 or 18 hours a day,
right,
and not making any money. That's not any fun.
Right.
I've done that a couple times in my life too, and that's not that much fun. But so, what are you said the sirloins you sell a lot of?
Our ribeyes are
ribeyes. Okay,
yeah, are more popular.
Mm-hmm. And is it mostly people that? During grilling season, or you've been there long enough, does it still stay pretty decent through the winter?
Yeah, I found that.
I'm sure it slows down some. But.
Yeah, a little bit. But I found that recently, actually, a lot of people have still been buying steaks. I mean, I guess it's still warm enough to have a grill out.
Yeah, and I know several people that back last January, they were getting steaks because they were going to have some people over. And they had like a sheltered backyard, or they're going to grill it in the garage with the garage door open or something, where they weren't going to be standing out in the snow.
Right.
But there was several inches of snow on the ground there, and they were cooking out.
Yeah, it's always so, a good season to cook a steak. Yeah,
it is. And steaks are just better when they're cooked over an open fire like that. And what's your favorite cut of steak?
Probably a New York strip. Yeah, those are my favorite.
What's yours, Rocker?
That's it.
New York, yeah.
Rocker gets a New York strip about every week, don't you?
They switched to sirloin.
Oh, did they? Yep. So, so Rocker has a steak or two every once in a while. Do you ever get any? And you don't cook them yourself, do you? You don't. I think he's been asked not to ever turn his stove on. But I see you getting groceries from there every 2 or 3 days a week.
Firehouse ain't too far away.
Yeah. So when you go in there, Rocker, what do you what do you get? Like salad stuff, or you'd make stuff to just snack stuff? Oh, you get the already made.
Yeah, two thighs and JoJo's every day, except Tenderloin Tuesday. He's pretty predictable.
So, I thought he was getting groceries. He was getting the hot deli food. So, so as far as the hot deli food, do you do special? I know Tenderloin Tuesday, obviously. Do you do specials on that any other day? Or are you going to do specials, or have you been doing them, or how are you going to
do that? We're going to start some new specials, and we are going to bring back the chicken bucket specials on Wednesdays.
Oh,
so yep. Yeah, a lot of people love that, so we might as well bring it back.
So is that easier when you have a van full of Amish come in for lunch, that they just buy a whole bucket themselves and,
yes.
And instead of each one having to get...
Yes.
Yeah, I'm thinking that would be a little easier for you, and they're probably saving a little money, and if it's easier for you, it's not as much labor, so that works out a lot better. So you have the bucket on Wednesday, Tenderloin Tuesday. They used to have like a Meatloaf Monday. Did that go over well? Are you still doing things like that?
Yep, they're still doing that.
Okay. So, what do you get if you get meatloaf? Is it Meatloaf Monday?
Yep, Meatloaf Monday and two sides.
Okay. So any of the regular sides in the... Any of the cold deli sides that are right there in the meat case or the right beside where they get the hot food? Is that
right? Yeah, okay. Or potato wedges, and we usually have...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we usually at least have one or two hot sides in the top for lunch.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Did I see the other day there's some kind of a cobbler dessert kind of thing?
Yeah, we usually try to have a pie.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure you stay up all night baking the pies.
Oh, of course.
So the chicken back, well, I think over 40 years ago, we sold. We had a restaurant where we had the Henny Penny Broasters, and we sold tons of chicken. But there wasn't pizza or any other kind of bulk fast food at that time, and we were selling a bunch of chicken. But with two of them, it looks like you guys sell a lot of chicken.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. So is that, back when we were doing it, it was a little bit labor intensive. Is it, now we had a rotator breader, and I see that you guys bread it by hand. Is it still the same Henny Penny breading, or do you use a different kind of different brand of breading?
We are using Golden Dip right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yep. But I'm actually starting to get a new breading that we used to have, that Chad Guggenbiller used to have. I heard Super Chef. A lot of people were a huge fan of that.
Uh-huh.
So we'll be starting to use that and see how that goes. And
okay. So, you can gauge your customers. Probably the new ones will go, oh, what's this? And the old ones will go, oh, man, I'm glad you brought that back.
Right,
So we'll see how that goes, and maybe you'll have to have two different kinds. I don't think that'd be real easy, but I guess you could figure that out. But breading it by hand, that's some work.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
But so Chad, I'm going to guess, has given you some pointers here and there, things of how he used to do things, and because things that he did for a while didn't work, but they might work now, or they sort of worked, and Dave and Jill wanted to do something else, and that worked for them. Any other kind of new sort of things you're thinking about, or things that somebody has mentioned, or that you've thought about that you might want to bring in, new or old, that used to be around? Or
yeah, Chad has given me a ton of good ideas, almost too many good ideas
to handle
at one time. But yeah.
right. Unless he has a magic wand, you can't do them all
right,
at once.
Right, yes.
And then to have people that know how to do that all at once, yeah. So
yeah, so we're going to try to bring in some products that did well, and just see everyone's feedback. And I'm always up. If someone wants something particular, I can try to get it in. So
yeah, and it seemed to me like some of the items that had been fairly popular when the supply chain crashed, they just kind of never came back, either because the supply wasn't steady enough, or people had kind of forgotten about them, or this room on the shelf had been taken up and they just didn't bring them back. Or so I guess if you're open to kind of new ideas, you can kind of just try it. If it doesn't work, you know, you're not old and set in your ways yet, so
right.
So you can kind of mix and match. Let's take another break here real quick, and we'll come back and we'll talk to Adriana some more about Wayne IGA, find out what is going on. Back in just a minute or two.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor, part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. You can run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. The Kubota B-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274. Friends of the Fort Recovery Library will once again be hosting their annual Fort Festival of Trees display at the library from Monday, December 5th through Saturday, December 31st during normal library hours. Families, local organizations, businesses, and individuals are invited to participate in this very popular event by entering a decorated tree for the display. The tree can be 3 to 7 feet tall and can have a theme, promote your business, celebrate an achievement, or can even honor a loved one. Hundreds of people stop into our library every year to see the trees and vote for their favorite. Please stop by the library or call them at 375-2869 for more information about participating in this year's Fort Festival of Trees. The Jay County Civic Theater is presenting a double feature Christmas show, and tickets are available now. The show will be Frosty the Snowman and the Best Christmas Pageant Ever, and the shows will be at 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, December 2nd and 3rd, and Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, December 8th, 9th, and 10th, with a special Sunday matinee show on December 4th at 2 p.m. Advance tickets are available now at Arts Place or online at myartsplace.org or by calling 260-726-4809. The cost is $8 for students and $10 for adults, with a $1 per ticket fee for credit card purchases. The Civic Theater shows are always entertaining and sell out quickly, so get your tickets now for this year's Christmas shows, Frosty the Snowman and the Best Christmas Pageant Ever, coming up over 2 weekends in early December at Arts Place in Portland.
Welcome back to Insight. We're here with Adriana Stein, the new owner of Wayne IGA. It's not Wayne Street Market now, it is Wayne IGA. So Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's coming up. You guys do a few party trays here and there of all kinds of things.
Yeah, just a few.
Like bazillions. What do you offer? Different sizes? What kind of things can they get? I know most people know about the veggie trays and obviously the meat and cheese trays, but there's all kinds of things. What do you offer and sizes and You know, kind of give us the details on the party trays, we'll call them, as a general thing.
Yeah, our most popular trays is the meat and cheese trays, which we sell tons of, and fruit and vegetable trays. We have a small, which is 12 inches, a medium, 16 inches, and a large, 18 inches. We sell a lot during Thanksgiving and Christmas, so so don't forget to get them for your party. And we ask for a 48-hour notice just to make sure we get it done in time for you, and we'll have a lot of them. So
and especially, you know, if it's just like tomorrow, it's not like a madhouse. But if it's getting anywhere near holidays, everybody else is buying them too. So when they have to make 75 of them in a day, you don't want to come in an hour and a half ahead of time and ask them to get one ready.
Right.
If they happen to have an extra one laying around, you can have it.
Yeah, but, we will try to keep the small ones always on hand.
Yeah, and there's always meat and cheese trays in the grab and go section, unless somebody else has beat you to them. Yeah. But there's usually, I can usually see 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of them pretty much every day. And the next day, you go in, if you go in early enough, they aren't there. But if you give them an hour or two, there's always one there, because a lot of people like to, you know, everybody's kind of at work sitting around and I don't know if we can get out for lunch today. Let's just grab this. So somebody runs up and grabs that box of crackers and everybody's having a snack.
Right.
And so if you can't get away for lunch, that's a good way to do it. But what different things do you do on the party trays? Besides the veggies, you do a fruit tray also, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Cookies?
Yeah, we do a cookie tray too. Yep.
Yep. Sandwiches?
Yeah, we do those a special order.
Mm-hmm. Like, is it more like like if somebody gets one of those 5-foot-long subs at Subway, that it's cut up in individual
subs.
Yeah, okay. And they can kind of special order whatever kind of meats they want on them?
Yeah. We're pretty, whatever anyone wants, is we just want to give them that.
Yeah, so, and again, you know, you want to give them plenty of time. If you can give them a week ahead of time, that really helps, and they can make sure, especially if it's some special order type of things and it's fairly large, you want to make sure they have plenty of, well, can't say Cooper Farms smoked turkey because that's not coming in until next year, but there is plenty of other good special items that if you want to have something special, or just let them do a variety, because if you don't know exactly what your people want to eat, you know, a good variety of everything is going to work out really well, and you can just you know, get the regular selection. I was thinking there's something else you also did. Is there, besides meat and cheese, was there something else? We got sandwiches. I think it was the cookies. I'd forgotten the sandwiches, cookies, fruit, vegetable, and obviously the meat and cheese. And those are all you know, made basically. If you need them at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, they're making them at 3 o'clock. They're not.
Right.
They haven't been sitting there for 3 days waiting for you to come in. That doesn't. Well, I'm not sure you could ever get that far ahead anyway. But that isn't. You don't want to have them, especially the fresh cut fruits and vegetables.
Right.
You don't want to have them just sitting there. So that doesn't work out very well. So I know I see them all the time. The meat and cheese trays. Do you have any idea how many pounds of meat and cheese that you would go through in a week just on the meat and cheese trays in an average week? Obviously, Christmas and Thanksgiving and New Year's would make that a huge amount more. But
yeah, during the holidays, probably hundreds of pounds.
Yeah.
I mean, it slows down, but still, there's probably 100 pounds of meat and cheese just on the trays each week.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. So, is everybody there kind of trained in how to do it? Or are you in the process of training them, or do you have just certain people that do the meat and cheese trays?
Everyone knows the gist of it, I think, but mm-hmm. there are definitely some that are just, you know, just known for doing them better.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they look different.
Right,
they,
yeah.
They do.
Yeah, so we try to have those people do all of them.
Well, but if the other ones do them too, they'll get good at it too. But so I know you've done several of them for us for our Wednesday nights. We do talk night. And now, you haven't touched your meat and cheese tray. So I'm going to guess you've been nibbling out of the deli all day. So a little more meat and cheese isn't going to be exactly what you're after. But so as far as, let's say, on the fruit trays, what do you usually put on that?
Like grapes, strawberries, cantaloupe, watermelon.
Pineapple? Is that one of the things I was thinking I've seen? Yeah. And the veggie tray. And now there's usually like a dip.
Yep, with it comes with the cream cheese dip.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, and for our veggie trays, the peppers, let's see, cauliflower. Not that I'm on the spot, I'm probably not going to be able to think of them.
Broccoli? Put broccoli in it?
If special order, we do broccoli. Mm-hmm.
That always sticks in my teeth. So the cauliflower works better for me, but and I'm sure celery and carrots.
Yep, celery and carrots. Mm-hmm. Gotta be forgetting something.
Can you or do you do like green onions?
We don't. We can to special order. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those are expensive.
Yeah.
But, and I was thinking, radishes. Is that something?
We don't usually put those on, but we can.
Yeah. Anything you have in the in the produce. Oh, which reminds me, you've changed kind of the way the produce section looks.
Yes.
Was that your idea, one of the supplier's ideas, something you'd been thinking about for a while? Or
yeah, I've been thinking about it for a couple of years now, and finally got the chance to start it. We're not done yet.
So you weren't ever the produce manager then?
No, I just walked by it, and it just bothered me.
Everything was there, but I walked by, and the peppers were all lined up perfectly. Everything, I mean, it just was impressive. Not that it wasn't before, but this is just, it's different and it looked different, and thought, that's really nice. It's it's good to do that. So meat and cheese trays, any of the party trays, those are all, from everybody I've talked to and from what I can tell, number one, they're awesome. Number two, they're very reasonably priced, especially compared to other places that do them. Kroger has some that they did last week that are sitting out in their thing, and they're $5 higher.
Right.
But you know, that's how they do things, and they can get away with that.
Right.
Because you don't expect adequate at Kroger, and here you expect great, and that's what you get with the party trays. And as you mentioned, and I probably said it a time or two, you want to give them a couple of days or more notice. If you know if you're getting a small meat and cheese tray, you know, maybe a couple of days ahead of time. If you know you've got a big party coming and you're going to get five or six of them or several of the big ones, make sure you let them know plenty ahead of time so they can make sure they have enough time and enough product to get everything in there, and they will do everything they can to get it done. And I know the last several years I've seen Jill and 14 people back in the back end just making stuff as fast as they can possibly go, and it still looks great even though they're going 100 miles an hour. Let's take another quick break, and we'll come back and kind of finish up with Adriana, and then we'll get to Rocker and his this day in pop culture history and all of that. So we'll be back with Adriana just in a minute or two.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4888.
Main Street Market is now under new ownership, and new owner Adriana Stein will be bringing us the same great prices on freshly cut steaks and lots more. Look for expanded hours of operation coming soon, along with several other changes that will improve your shopping experience. They'll still be giving us all the holiday party tray options, veggie and fruit trays, sandwich trays, cookie trays, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. Please order well ahead of time. And look for their specials during the Merchant's Christmas Open House. So whether it's just your weekly groceries, freshly cut steak, party trays, or hot meals from their deli, Wayne Street Market is here to help you with your grocery shopping. Wayne Street Market, your hometown store with a whole lot more. This Friday evening at 5 p.m., there will be a ceremony at our Veterans Plaza in Monument Park, presented by our VFW and American Legion posts. They will honor our veterans with a 21-gun salute and the playing of taps, and new names will be added to the wall. The public is invited, so please plan to attend this ceremony honoring our veterans this Friday evening at 5 p.m. at the Veterans Plaza.
Welcome back to Insight. Without Jack Stogler tonight, we're talking to Adriana Stein, and she's the new owner of Wayne IGA. Back to Wayne IGA now. So let's talk about real quick new hours. Are new hours there yet, and what are you planning, and when might you do that? Is it going to be still this winter? Are you going to wait till the spring and when the weather gets nicer, or what are your plans on hours that you'll be open?
Yeah, starting in December, we will be open till 8, along with our deli too, so people can pick up people can pick up their dinner. I know that's mm-hmm. kind of been a problem with the shortened hours.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll have hot fresh chicken late, so for everyone's dinner.
Yep.
And
tenderloins on Tuesday.
Oh yeah, well, tenderloins every day, the special on Tuesday. But
yep.
And
you have chicken tenders back there too.
Yeah.
And anything else that would be back there, it's still going to be there. So
yeah, we are hoping very soon to be open on Sundays too. I know that a lot of people that's been their suggestions to me, and that's what I want to do. I'm looking for some more staff so we can do that.
Oh yes, yeah. If you're somebody, even if you're just kind of looking for some extra money around the holidays, you know, they can use some people. You'll probably like it, so you'll probably want to at least stick around. Maybe not as many hours, but have because it looks like that most of the time people are kind of having fun in there. It's not like you're racing around like a madman. Of course, if they saw behind the scenes when you're making right. 500 meat and cheese trays in a day, but you know, you get to talk to people, you get to see people. You get to feel like you're being part of the community and helping people out, and you can make some money. So what do they want to do? They want to stop in and see you? They want to grab an application, fill it out, and get it back to you? Or is there an online thing, or how do they apply?
Yeah, they can stop in, and our cashiers always have applications, and mm-hmm. yeah, to fill one out and get it back to me, we'll set up an interview.
That'd be good. So it can be full-time, part-time.
Yeah, we're looking for anyone, even seasonal, if you just want to be there to mm-hmm. make meat and cheese trays for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah, or do something else while somebody else is making the meat and cheese trays.
Yeah.
Kind of all departments, whether it's cashiers or back in the deli or stocking shelves or anything like that. Do you stock shelves only when you're open, or is there some stores, excuse me, they don't start stocking shelves till they close. That doesn't seem like that's how it's gone here. You try to do it as you're going, but you know, some people might have some, you know, kids go to bed and they can run up and work 2 or 3 hours stocking shelves. I don't know if that's something that you'd want to do, but because somebody'd have to have a key and be there and make sure that everything gets locked up right. But so does it make much difference if there's let's say it's somebody that's semi-retired. Would that be somebody that would work out pretty well?
Oh yeah, we can find a job that's no matter your skill level, we can find a job for you.
Yeah. So if you're just looking for some part-time stuff, or you want to have more hours, maybe even full-time, if you think you're somebody that's kind of been at another store in the past and doing something else and want to get back in it, you know, if you want to be the deli manager or the whatever it might be, there's probably something that can happen there in charge of the, you know, making sure the shelves are stocked and everything's ordered the right way. And do you have to do all the ordering?
Yeah, I am now.
Ooh, that's a lot of work.
Yes.
That's a full-time job just there, and then you have all the other full-time jobs that you're doing.
Yes, so, that's why I'm looking for people.
Yeah, so you know, if you have, let's say, organizational skills, that's something that, you know, even if you don't really care about talking to people, I can't imagine that, but there are people like that, but you're good at organizing things. Maybe you're the one that would come in and sit in the back room and order, you know, fill out all the order sheets and,
right,
you know, get your 2 or 3 or 5 hours in that day and go on home and you don't ever have to talk to anybody.
Yep.
But I think most people like to talk to everybody I see that's ever worked in there likes to talk to people.
Right.
They're very friendly, and I'm sure that's one of the things you're looking for. So why did you decide at 20 years old to get a huge undertaking like this?
I've always thought about it, honestly, and I've wanted to go into business, and once you work there for so long, you just start to care about it, and whether you like it or not, you just do. And once Dave and Jill adopted those kids, and I started taking on some more responsibilities, and it just, when Dave brought up the idea to me, then I was just like, yeah, this is what I have to do, and, you know, I have no regrets so far.
Oh, that's good. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, when you start getting a week with 3 hours of sleep each night, you might regret it a little bit, but that's another reason why we're going to get some more people helping you out. As far as having items for Thanksgiving and Christmas, I saw some fresh yams in there, I believe.
Oh, yes. Everyone needs to stop in and see our whole wall of values. It's covered in Thanksgiving right now.
Yeah,
we're stocking up. We don't want to run out.
Yeah, so kind of whatever they might need for Thanksgiving, are we thinking?
Yeah, we have all the essentials right now, but we still have a lot more product coming in.
Good. Other changes that you have in mind that may take a little bit longer, is there anything like that? Or have you kind of done most of the changes that have been in your head already, or are there some other things coming but you have to wait for this or this or this, or just kind of do a few at a time, or what's
Yeah, there's a lot of visual changes coming. I'm waiting on some new displays. I'm waiting on a lot of stuff, but yeah, that visually the store will eventually look a lot different.
Okay, so but everything kind of kept, you know, let's say this kind of, like, canned vegetables are all going to be together. They're not
right.
going to be hodgepodge around
yeah,
and stuff
right.
like that. But things might be moved around a little bit. But
right.
Especially the people that are there stocking shelves, they can tell you where everything is.
So if you're, right.
Where's this? It's 2 aisles down, shoulder high, 20 feet down the aisle.
Right.
And it'll be right there. And it'll all be with the labels facing you. So you don't have to turn them around and find out which kind of beans it is.
Yes.
So, anything else you want to throw at us about the store and what's going on?
Well, everyone should stop in on Sunday. We'll be open.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We'll be open from 11 to 4, and we're going to have some vendors. We'll have samples, and there's going to be some in-store sales. So, yeah, and if you follow the Facebook page, I'm going to post the sales on Friday.
Oh, so Friday.
Yeah.
So anything you can sneak peek us a little bit, or you just wait till Friday?
We better wait. We gotta make sure.
Oh yeah, make sure it's actually in the store. Yes, yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
Definitely Virginia ham. That's gonna be on sale. That's a favorite. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I hope you got a semi-load of that then if it's on sale because you
much.
Sell a semi-load anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something special.
Right.
So it's gonna be like 99 cents a pound. Sorry.
I thought you wanted me to make money.
Well, yeah, but see. They call them loss leaders.
Oh,
if you give a few things away, they'll fill their cart up with the rest of the stuff.
I think that's too much of
a
loss.
That's a theory that doesn't necessarily work.
Right.
But what kind of things are you? What kind of items are you? Well, we said Virginia brand ham.
Right.
I was trying to remember when back years ago when John Sutter was in there, he always had crazy stuff. He would get all these specials from his vendors. Like hot dogs would be like a quarter for a pack. he was still making a little bit of money or not losing much. The vendors, the suppliers were still were giving him big deals if he bought like three skids of something, and he would just buy three skids, all this stuff, and he'd basically give it away and have the store packed full of people and people talking about it and all the people coming in from everywhere for the Christmas open house, and they're going in there going, man, this place is awesome.
Right.
And they'd come back. So that's something that kind of happened. So you're kind of thinking about doing that kind of thing again with knocking her socks off with Virginia brand ham.
Right.
So you're going to have couple of tons sliced as when people come in, or are you going to have to slice it as they come?
We're going to have some sliced ahead.
Yeah, you about have to. Otherwise, you'll never catch up.
Right.
Because if you have it at the right price, they're going to buy 10 pounds of it.
Yes.
And slicing thin 10 pounds, that takes a long time.
Right.
So so let's talk one more time about who you are, where you came from, and why you're here. So we did that at the beginning. So let's kind of go through that again. So,
I'm from Jay County. I still live in Jay County. My parents are Krista and Brad Stein.
Mm-hmm.
Brad, he's from Fort Recovery. Everyone knows him.
Yeah.
Or his dad, Dave.
Yeah, his dad is awesome.
So yeah, and if you've been in the store, you've definitely seen both my parents stocking shelves and doing anything that they possibly can. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. So, then. How did you end up working at the store when you were 15? Did you just know that they were looking for people, or did somebody say something to you? Or
yeah, I saw that they were looking people. I used to go to Fort Fitness, so I found out about them. And yeah, I never knew it was going to end up being this, but
yeah. Well, I'm happy about it.
Yeah, me too.
So, and Harold's one of our sports talk guys, and at the end of every time we take a break, Bubba sits here and he says, we'll be back with the rest of Sports Talk. And Harold says,
presented by the Wayne Street Market.
But now it's Wayne IGA.
Now it's the Wayne IGA.
I bet we get that wrong a time or two because we ain't used to saying that. So, welcome to Fort Recovery. We're glad to have you. Dave and Jill did a great job. You got to see all the stuff that went on, see all the easy parts and hard parts, and you're working on trying to get more people, more hours, more make things work better, different look. They changed some things when they came in, and everybody seems to want to put their own fingerprints on it, and I think that's a great thing. It just says things are a little different now, and they go looking, and they'll go, oh, it's not just looks different. They have different things over here and this over here. So we're really glad that you're here, and I know a lot of people had said, well, Dave and Jill don't seem to be in the store as much. I hope there isn't something wrong. Just busy with their new adopted, was it three kids?
Yes.
And it's good to have new blood, and it was good to have them when they came, and it's really good to have you. 20 years old, man, that is awesome. So let's see, when you retire when you're 80, so that should be really good. Yep, that you can go through three or four complete remakes of the store. Yeah, it'd be awesome. So, well, we appreciate you coming in.
And, thank you.
Let's take a quick break here. We'll come back and we'll get with Rocker with the This Week in Pop Culture History.
Thanks,
Adriana. We appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
Bye.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Here's a way you can support a local business and help support the Fort Recovery Radio Christmas Gala. All through October and November, a portion of every fuel transaction at Fort Site Fuel will go to the Christmas Gala Fund to help people in and around the Fort Recovery area. The Fort Recovery Radio Christmas Gala has helped dozens of families over the past 5 years who were going through difficult situations in their lives, and here's a great way you can help out other local families. It's a win-win. You can support Fort Site Fuel, one of our new businesses here in Fort Recovery, and help out your friends and neighbors who might be going through medical or financial difficulties. We want to give a big thank you to the folks at Fort Site Fuel for their continued support of local nonprofit groups. Come and shop for Christmas at the library. The Scholastic Book Fair will be open at the library through this Saturday, November 12th, during regular library hours, and books can also be purchased during the Merchant's Christmas Open House on Sunday, November 13th. Support the Friends of the Library through this fundraiser and get some great gifts for Christmas. Be sure to get to our library this week for the Scholastic Book Fair all week during their regular business hours, plus Sunday during the Christmas Open House.
Welcome back to Insight.
Welcome back.
We're here with Randy Bonvillain now, the Rocker.
Yeah, there we go. I was going to say, nobody's going to know who.
Nobody knows who you are.
Yeah.
So we talked to Adriana Stein, new owner of Wayne IGA.
She's awesome.
She is. She really, we appreciate it a lot, Adriana, that you came in and talked with us. So what you have, Rocker?
From the gold to the show.
Oh, okay.
On this day in pop culture history.
Oh, boy.
Yesterday, of course.
Yes, Tuesday 1st.
1933, Mutiny on the Bounty premiere starring Clark Gable.
Clark Gable. Gold yep. To win.
Nothing.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to tell you who the...
Sailed into theaters, by the way.
Good one. I figured you were going to tell us about the...
My one lone joke of the week.
The captain of the ship but besides Clark Gable, there was another...
Charles Lawton.
Yep, another big star of the day. He was the captain. Did they throw him overboard or what happened? They took over the ship, but I don't know if they did with him.
I believe they might have thrown him off the plank.
I haven't seen that show in 60 years, so I don't know. I don't remember.
Well, it came out in 1933, so...
I didn't see it when it first came out. I was too young.
Yeah, that's a little...
I was minus 17.
Wasn't quite around for that one. 1972, HBO premieres.
HBO.
72?
Yeah.
That long ago?
Yeah.
That's 50 years.
The first TV paid channel.
That'll never work.
That's what they said about TV's MTV
free.
Too.
Should be free.
TV's free.
It's supposed to be.
People paying for TV, that's a stupid. Who'd ever do that?
All of us.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Today?
Oh, today.
Oh, this goes way back. 1620, the Mayflower leaves London for America.
Oh. Did they get here in time for the Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah, just in the nick of time.
Oh, that's good.
Just to displace some more Indians.
Well, right. they didn't displace that many. What could possibly go wrong with maybe 50 people coming to
dinner? Did the Indians serve them dinner?
Well, that was a year later.
Oh. That's...
But they were just curious, and, you know, what can a boat full of 30 or 40 people hurt? Yeah. Come on over.
Can't hurt.
Yeah.
Come on down. It's like the price is right.
Yeah. Yeah. Price was right. We stole it from them.
Yes.
Stole the whole country.
1964.
Ooh. Beatles.
My Fair Lady. Oh. That's in February there, Chief.
Rex.
Oh.
Rex Harrison and Audrey Hepburn.
Nice.
Ooh.
Those are good years.
Yes.
Oh, shot to hell now.
Yeah, it'll be okay. Mm. We'll be all right.
Back when they actually had talent on the screen.
Hmm. I'm not sure what that is.
No, it is Hollywood.
What else we have?
Area birthdays.
Oh, area birthdays.
Yesterday we had, yesterday, Tuesday, Katie Guggenmiller.
Guggenmiller.
Yep. Happy birthday, Kate.
Happy birthday, Katie.
We got, tomorrow we got Todd Post and Tom Stoller Jr.
All right.
Two good ones.
Yeah. Yep. Crazy ones.
Crazy ones.
What about today?
None today, unfortunately.
Okay.
But Friday, a big one. Ross and Will's mom, Michelle.
Michelle? Oh.
Kelsey Feely's birthday.
Kelsey Feely.
Yeah.
Kelsey,
yep, today. That was today.
Dang it.
Yep.
It's big. I figure she's citizen of the day.
Maybe she is. We don't know that she isn't.
Who we got? Citizen of the day.
Citizen of the day.
Oh.
Courtney War.
Courtney Roar.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, it's figured, dude.
We like
Chuck's dicey on it right at the moment.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, you said Todd Post tomorrow?
Yes.
And Mandy Wendell? Mandy Diller Wendell? It's tomorrow?
Mandy?
Yep.
Celebrity birthday time?
Ooh, celebrity birthdays.
Celebs.
These always go well.
Oh, yeah.
Who you got?
Are they still alive?
Yes. That's why, you know.
Well, we always ask that, whoever that person is, somewhere along the line, somebody says.
Yesterday, we got Bonnie Raitt turned 73.
Bonnie Raitt.
She's my age. I'm 73.
I thought you was a crisp 65 yet.
No. No.
He's a crispy 73.
Yeah. Crunchy.
Crunchy.
Entertainment Tonight's Mary Hart, 72. Actually, retired.
72?
Yeah. And everybody's foul mouth TV cook, Gordon Ramsay, turns 56.
56.
All right.
He's a little volatile.
That was all yesterday, right?
Yes. Today we got, oh boy.
Oh.
Forrest Gump's mom, Sally Fields, turns 76.
Sally Field.
Flying gun.
Yep, she's a flying gun.
Yes. Little crush on him, probably, back in the day.
Loved her.
Bubba, are you still here?
Yeah.
Thank God. Rebecca Romijn turns 50.
Who?
She's a model. She's the host of the new Love Boat.
Oh.
Yeah.
I ain't watch it.
No.
Apparently nobody else is either.
Nope.
And Emma Stone turns 34.
Emma Stone.
Emma?
Yes.
Hmm.
34?
34.
Young.
Was she one of the Sly and the Family Stone?
I doubt it.
Sly. Oh, okay.
Maybe if they
so is that
it.
All there is?
That's all I got.
That's all he's got.
You didn't say anything dumb today.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not happy. We didn't get to harass you at all.
I'm here for about 5 seconds, and I'd go out with a bang.
With a bang.
Okay.
Sort of.
Kind
of. All right. Well, I guess that's it for Insight. We'll be back with Bubba and Fee Sports Talk in just a couple minutes.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show is being brought to you in part by
those community-minded sponsors you heard.